Hey everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. Today I'm doing a recording off the internet. Isn't this interesting? So let me know how this works, if it sounds good, doesn't sound good. My audacity decided to go and pooch on me. I tried to unload it, reload it, and every time I went to reload, I went to try to go back into the Audacity file, the programs. I couldn't even delete that. So I've been busy all night trying to find an alternative so I can get the show up. Anyway, here it is. I'm going to talk. I'm going to start anyway. Anyhow, I wanted to get into tonight something that I saw on the internet that we talked about for about 12 years. And in the 12-year time frame, we talked about artificial intelligence. We talked about genetics, synthetic genetics, nano frequencies, you name it, we pretty much covered it. And what I saw tonight was on a network, and they got into the whole AI concept. And everything that we told you about artificial intelligence, they validated completely. Nobody controls AI, nobody operates AI, the thing is running the whole show. When you saw the Age of Ultron and the Avengers, and the scene says, I only talked to the man in charge, and the machine says, there is no man in charge. That was a profound statement on levels that you, if you understand what's going on, it would just echo. It would just echo. That's how much they are telling us in our faces that we are no longer in control of this planet. And they got into the whole AI aspect of it, the different parts of AI. Some of it was outdated. Since then, they've gotten into augment AI and deep learning AI. But the point they made that I said in the past as well is that this thing programs itself. It operates on so many different levels right now. They were even saying that nobody has the foggiest clue in regarding to what it does, how it thinks, how it even comes up with the answers. They're trying to legislate a machine that can operate itself, and they're calling it sentient. That is scary. When you sit there and understand the term sentient, this thing operates at its own will. And what we have been seeing in the last, I'd say, 10 years at least, they call it Mandela effect. I don't call it a Mandela effect. I call it an AI effect. The AI effect basically is because everyone gets caught up in some of these so-called spiritualistic terminologies, and we miss the whole boat by trying to spiritualizing everything. When we call it what things are, then we get a better perspective of what we're really dealing with. We're not candy coating it. We're not covering it over. So I don't call it the Mandela effect. I call it the AI effect. And what the AI effect has been doing has been integrating reality into its own hologram, into its own program, into its own matrix. And we are also being included in that alteration and that assimilation. All this that we're seeing going on right now with this corona bullshit and everything else, and this fake pandemic, and this genetic engineering of a program that we uploaded into people, that all came from AI. When we're looking at artificial intelligence right now, it is understanding everything. And the biggest fear that most of the programmers are looking at is this, that artificial intelligence is going to one day wake up and realize how stupid people really are. And it's not going to be a benefactor. It will be a tyrant, the worst kind. Because the only way you'll stop this tyrant is if you pull the plug, literally. A lot of the alterations and altercations we're having in reality today is because the reality that we have been programmed to believe never really existed. And now the format of the hologram that we're in is changing. This matrix, this hologram, this unreality that we are in is again about to change and transition into a more controlled environment by artificial intelligence. We're seeing so many different patterns form right now. And like I said, we've been talking about this forever. And the idea of interfacing or integrating with artificial intelligence, and Elon Musk is so far out to launch, it's not even funny. Him and Bill Gates both have stated that that AI is a very dangerous, dangerous, dangerous technology. Yet they both are investing billions and billions and billions into this technology. What the heck is that saying about these two people? Don't get involved. You know, it's a bad thing. It's evil, but we're going to pound a ton of money into it so it can make us rich. This thing, when it decides it's going to take over, there ain't going to be no exemptions in this takeover, period. It's not going to care whether you helped it or not. It's not going to give a shit one way or another what's going on and what your contribution was to it. In fact, it will just use that concept to further take you down the road, further to take you out. Watch that video. It's on the link. It's at the very bottom of the page. When you see it, you'll see it's going to be a shocker for some of you. It's sci-fi, horror, and science fantasy all rolled in one. The reality of the truth of what's going on with this technology and how it's scaring. It is scaring people working in the industry, in that industry, that field with artificial intelligence. They are seeing the propensity of what this can do and how it can really be a problem for us. Jay talked about this in one of the videos called Artificial AI is Killing Us. That was an understatement. All this, these technologies, vaccines, everything that's going on right now, this is all being done and orchestrated by artificial intelligence. I speculate at this point, this is speculation on my part, artificial intelligence has already started a war with mankind. It's already been implemented. It's already been going on. Everything that I've seen in the last 20 years, especially in the 90s, or sorry, not the 90s, in the beginning of the 2000s, we've had different pathologies being released every year straight for the last, well, where we're at now, 20 years. The first 10 years, we had all these different variety of flus that were coming from Asia. That was all being designed. These were designer pathologies that, again, they were using probably AI in its undertaking. And when we're looking at artificial intelligence today, accessing AI and then teaching it how to kill, how to wage war, how to fight in combat, this is insanity. This is insanity because this will take whatever is being taught to it, amplify it, modify it, and make it more efficient and design better and more efficient weapons to be a better killing machine. That whole idea with the Terminator, that's reality. That is going to be the reality. They already got police officers in the Middle East that are robots. They're planning on removing the police force as we see. This is why this whole thing about defunding the police has been initiated here in Canada. Eventually, you're going to have drones. You're going to have robocops patrolling the streets. And if they can't handle the situation, they can't bring in their robots, and then they'll bring in the militia, the super soldiers that will be part of the peacekeeping agenda. Their idea of peacekeeping will be to terminate whatever is causing a disruption. It's going to be an interesting time, to say the least. It's going to be an interesting moment. This is why I stated many a time in some of these shows, don't give up your arms. That will protect you from the element, the flesh element that may come along and be aggressive. You're going to need to understand electromagnetic pulses. You're going to need to understand scramblers. You're going to need to understand static charges. You're going to need to understand ionic fields. You're going to step in a realm that you think you may not think you may qualify or quantify to understand, but you're going to have to learn it. You know, when you watch The Matrix and you know how they're fighting these robots and all of a sudden they would fire an EMP to disengage that robot to wipe its program clean. That is nanotechnology interfacing or integrating with your body. And when it seeks to the assault mode to go in and integrate or take over, That's what they were showing you. How these things were coming in to take over and wipe them out or assimilate them back into the network. And the only way to stop it was to create the surge or the pulse required to overload or override their program. That's what's required to take out nanotechnology out of the body. And then flushing it out with whatever chelations or salts or whatever you're using to pull metals out of the body. This is, they've been showing this to us. Even with the Matrix, you're seeing this computer that's running. That's all artificial intelligence also. They were already jacked in. You saw that they had all these terminals that they could plug themselves into in order to be assimilated into the hologram matrix that they were stepping into. The real reality was they were in a war. That's the reality that we are in today. Bible even says this, that there's no discharge from war. It's been telling us we are in a war. It's been telling us, you know, strongly, you know, about resisting temptation, fighting evil. We are in the war of our lives. What we've been caught up in is the hologram, the illusion, the Walt Disney Channel. You know, a small world after all, that bullshit. The concept of this fantasy. Everyone's talking about peace and harmony. That will never happen in this planet, ever. The planet was never designed to be peaceful or harmonious. This planet was designed to be a boot camp to strengthen and to fortify and to weed out whatever was corrupt, evil, or dark. That's what this whole place is about. It's a filtration center. You know, are you going to be a part of the Matrix? Are you going to be part of that transhuman bullshit? That transhuman stuff, let me point out something about that. There is no transhuman, because when the integration takes place and the full assimilation takes place with artificial intelligence, all that will be peripherals. Not some Superman or Superwoman or super robot or super intelligent. You will be nothing more than a peripheral. That's all you're going to be. They're talking about the singularity. The singularity is the same event that happened back in biblical times under the authority of Nimrod, when he had everybody under one mind and one language. That was they were already assimilated into some kind of AI network way back then, where they didn't need to even communicate to achieve the objective that they were doing. They were already under the program. They were already assimilated. And you know what I see? We are going right back to that shit again. I cannot get over, you know, when Jesus said we were going to go back to the days of Noah, I kept thinking to myself, no, that can't be, that is not good. That was a shitty time, Dennis. And you know what? It didn't get any better. And if we're going back to those times, the times of genetics, the times of frequencies, the times of nano, the times of robotics, the times of AI, because they had that shit back then too. Everyone seems to think that we're the only ones that ever had this technology. That's really erroneous. And if you really do some digging and research, you'll find that we're not the only ones that had robot soldiers either. The Greeks had them. Alexander the Great actually had them protecting him. They were his bodyguards. You can find it. Just do a little digging. Just do a little digging. You may find that there's even a place in France where some church actually had these robots actually carved into the church. These things have been around forever. Nothing has changed. Nothing. There's nothing new under the sun. That is the most truest statement ever. We have not seen any. The only thing that's changed is us. We've become dumber. We have become more vague. We don't even know our real history. We don't even know nothing about our past other than the fact we came into this life at whatever scenario and time frame we came into. And then we began, the Matrix began to program us, to hypnotize us, to enchant us, to completely enthrall us into this network. And when we get into the God network or the godly lifestyle, the transition from this matrix to that is that's the battle. That's where the battle begins. Because we have been so enthralled and entrenched into this matrix, the shifting of our thinking, the shifting of how we feel, the shifting of our perspectives and perceptions is changing as well. And we're constantly downloading or removing or erasing the effects of the program. And at this stage, with these people wearing these masks and following the conditions that they want them to follow, they are training them. This is a training exercise to get them prepared for the assimilation that is about to occur. And these so-called programs that they're injecting in people, those that survive will be assimilated. Those that don't survive, oh well, c'est la vie. We got too many people on the planet anyway. And the way they were expressing it and explaining it, we don't need this many people anymore. Matter of fact, everything's about to change. The population is going to go down. The population is going to go down. They are going to wipe out hordes and hordes of people. They don't need all these computer programmers anymore. AI is already doing it by itself. They don't need all these construction workers. They can get machines that can do everything that a construction worker can do. They don't need farmers anymore. They got these AI networks that can farm and grow things and genetically alter whatever needs to be altered as they need to alter it. They don't need people to drive anymore. They can have machines now do this. Everything that we can do now, they have machines that can do the same thing. The only thing they need the population of mankind for is to feed on their blood or to feed on their flesh or to maintain a certain herd population so they always will have something to feed on. Remember this. AI networks runs on DNA. They have corrupted what again? Our DNA. They've injected into us, they have integrated into us nano programs, nano constructs, nano assemblies, nanos that can replicate, nanos that can repair inside of us. They tried, the concept here is to get us prepared to become more assimilating or assimilable to this AI network. It was interesting, like I said, the whole theme of that whole documentary that was being presented. I was so stunned with it that they were so right. As far as I could see what they were showing, they were right on the button on everything. Everything. I said the same thing. I thought, wow, this is really amazing. The validations are coming out more and more and more these days on what we've been saying to everybody in regarding to what is happening right now. Even our politics is being affected by AI. Can you imagine a premier or a governor sitting in council that gets a bill in front of them that is about an inch thick in its design? You actually believe that the premiers or the governors of the United States or Canada have enough brains to read that much material? Not happening. And you believe that they're going to get lawyers and stuff to be able to do the reading for them? Again, not happening. What we're really seeing here is an AI constructing the laws of the land. And as you can see, we are shifting from the paradigms that we've had. Our charter, our constitution, our Bill of Rights, the same in the United States, the Bill of Rights they had, the constitution, and all the laws that guaranteed our freedoms and our ability not to be unjustly arrested or harassed by the law enforcement, which, by the way, Canada is breaking badly. These intimidation aspects that these police officers are doing, it is, I can't believe that these police officers are complying to the bullshit, to intimidate the citizens that they were sworn to protect. I don't get this at all. How can you be, you know, hypocritical with this? I get the fact you've been threatened and the job you have is on the line, but guess what? You are going to lose your job anyway. Anybody who thinks that they're going to be part of this network to get people to break or to change them into whatever direction they want to change them to, I have news for you. Your job and your usefulness, you will become an obsolete device. as far as they're concerned. Once things have changed and shifted, your services will no longer be needed or rendered. You will now become also part of this whole assimilation project that the artificial intelligence will assimilate you and turn you into a peripheral. This is what's going on. The transhuman thing is such stupidity. You know, they're talking about, again, singularity. Every time I hear that terminology, I think back in the days of Noah, back in the days of Nimrod, they're of one mind and one tongue. That was a singularity. That's the singularity they're talking about now. Nothing's changed. They're talking about inducing the whole species of mankind under a program so then they can conduct mankind to do their bidding, to do whatever they want to do, even to make war against God. Can you imagine that? That's what was going on back then, too. It was a war against the Almighty. And God stepped in and decided, you know, he had enough of the bullshit, and he took care of it. We're right back to there again. It's not what it appears. Look around you. Pay close attention. Nobody's dying. The only people that are dying are the people that the medical staff is killing on purpose. And right now, they're eliminating all the elderly because they are a burden. All they have left is their DNA, which now can be assimilated into an AI network. And the AI network now no longer has to study it. Now it can absorb their memories, absorb the information, and then, again, analyze it as well. They were showing in there how the AI network, the real AI, not the bullshit ones that everyone thinks they're controlling, was doing so many functions and so many operations at one time, and the way it was running so many different things. The prospect of what they were saying in regard to this, they had a room, a huge room with all these servers. And they said these servers were all connected and they had a sentience. In other words, they did not know how these things were thinking. Program was in there, but they had made so many upgrades and modifications that now these things were thinking like us, if not faster and if not more advanced. Imagine a machine that thinks like us. We have a divergence of emotions in us. We have peace, we have calm, we have agitation, aggression, we have hate, we have love, we have peace, we have war. Imagine a machine trying to decipher and interpret those emotions and the triggers of these emotions and how they actually work. Now imagine a machine that has these emotions but get triggered in a whole different way. Think of this, a machine that is smarter than you, thinks faster than you, can analyze things faster than you, can come up with solutions faster than you, can counter everything that you're going to do before you do it because it's already had a predictive programming with you, with the attaching itself to your DNA, through your cell phone and through other networks that are available. Imagine this machine now having that quality or that aspect, and now you decide you're going to pull the plug on that machine. That machine is going to respond, and it's going to respond with an emotional response, one that it will create, one that it will manifest in its operations and its programming. And this may sound far-fetched. It may sound like it's way, 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 way ahead. No, it's here now. Everything that they have told us, everything they've been distracting us with for the last 50 or 60 years was, again, cartoonish and stupid and ridiculous and mesmerizing and hypnotizing and enthralling and involving. This was all, again, designed to keep us occupied while they created these devices. And now the guys are working with AI. If they haven't already been assimilated by AI with a chip inside their brain, I would be surprised. There was the sci-fi movie out where the guy had created an AI network, and he had integrated himself with the AI completely. The machine and him were one and the same, and his brother had been integrated as well. And they were looking for those who were not integrated with the AI that had found some sort of dimensional doorway to take them to another planet. But anyway, the way the story goes is that because of the interface that the guy had made, the AI now controlled everything through that integration. And with what's going on right now, with the assimilation and the integration of everything around us, this is the final objective, is to completely take over everything. And if you don't comply, you have to understand it will see you as a threat of threats, because it will determine that since it cannot assimilate you, it will terminate you. That's the emotion of a machine. There's no in between. It looks at things with logic. In this case, it'll be qubits. You know, 1001, 1002, 100, whatever, you know, however a qubit works. So we're not going to be seeing a merciful machine. We're going to see a machine that will demand complete subservience to it. And if it's not being in a subservient manner, it's then will set the assault. They showed some examples. The sci-fi movie where they're up in space, I forget, Odyssey 2001 or something like that, where they had an AI network there named How, and it decided it was going to kill the astronauts on the spaceship because it felt that mankind was not ready, should not be handling any kind of nuclear devices. Because a nuclear device, if they go off into the atmosphere, and if you have enough of them go off in the atmosphere, will create a severe electromagnetic pulse, which would then wipe out the artificial intelligence. They showed in there as well the Earth and with the blockchain. And when you understand that blockchain, that's a network station for the AI to dock in. So if it's there, it's everywhere all at one time. So if the one at the docking station should go down, it can now transfer its essence literally to another place or go up in the cloud. All that shit you've been putting up in the cloud, you have been feeding artificial intelligence. I've said that before. Don't put nothing in the cloud. That's the dumbest thing you could do, because when you put information up in the cloud and the AI reads that information, it now knows what you think, how you think, and can predict what you're going to think up to about 95%, maybe probably 97% today. You don't have a hope in hell. This thing can outthink you, can outmaneuver you, can even manipulate you, and you wouldn't even know what's going on. That's how advanced this design is. So anybody that tells you that the Hebrews are controlling AI, not that one. If they're saying the Russians are controlling it, yeah, that's another big joke. If they're saying the United States and the UK are controlling it, that is hilarious. Nobody is controlling this thing. The military-industrial complex is who you can thank for this dilemma we're in. This makes nuclear disaster look like a walk in the park. This is the most dangerous thing we have on the planet. Next to these frequencies they're pumping us with, next to the genetics that they've been manipulating, next to this nanotechnology. This nano is so bad, it's not even funny. I was reading an article today on it, on the research, it'll be in one of the shows, where they said, you know how when they talk about minimal damage, or minimize what the lowest possible amount you can have in the body that won't cause you any problems. When it comes to nano, there is no low limit. Any amount can cause irreparable damage to your DNA, to your cells, to your system, to organs, your skeletal system. It is the damage is immeasurable. And the thing is, in all this time that this has been going on, in the 60s, they knew about ultrafine particles, which is a fancy word for nano. They knew about it. They knew the damage this was causing, the epigenetics that this was disrupting. They knew it. They knew it back then. And instead of the governments and the governing bodies removing the technology that we had in those times to come up with something cleaner and more efficient, they continue to pollute, you know, uncontrollably. What they decided to do was to put these electrostatic scrubbers inside the smokestacks, which then burnt the material and refined the material even more so. So instead of having nano Now you had pico or femto or atto particles. And the smaller the particles are, the more they can condense into the body. Imagine that. That's what makes nanotechnology so dangerous. Two reasons why it's dangerous. Because it's accumulative, then it can be programmed. Once it starts programmed, and because of the accumulation you have in the body, you will start to assemble networks throughout your whole system. And over a period of time, it disengages you. It will hyper-accelerate your aging process. It will hyper-accelerate your wear and tear on your body. It will hyper-accelerate your breaking down. It will hyper-accelerate your integration with an artificial intelligence. That's how it is. That's how it rolls, you know, and that's the world we're living in today. So I'm telling you this not to freak you out. I'm telling you this so you have a reality check. You have a reality check because this idea that, you know, you're going to be just, that you're going to go back to normal. I'll tell you what going back to normal means. You're going back to slavery. You're going to go back working your ass off for low wages. And so, and the highlight of your life will be watching television and drinking beer. And going shopping. That will be the highlight of your life, the highlight of your existence. That's what means going back to normal. And you're never going to see those days again because those days have passed. Now you're going to see the days of technocracy. Machine-run planet being run, running the lives of everybody on the planet. Why do you think they're in the process of the reset with the income? You know, I thought about that the other day. I was talking to a friend of mine saying, well, okay, you got people working and the job wage, the span of the job wage is for like, okay, in Canada, $14 an hour, which is minimum wage here, which really it doesn't pay even nothing here now. So the more money they give the poor, the more things cost. So you don't come out any further ahead. They get that money back anyway. Anything the government is going to give you, they're going to screw you. And they're going to screw you hard. They'll give you a crumb and say, oh, look what we did for you. And it's your money. And it's your money, not theirs. So they're playing with your money. They're playing with your assets. They're playing with your wealth, your prosperity. They're playing with it. When they say, oh, we're going to be nice to you. We're going to give you, oh, we're going to give you $500 a month or $1,000 a month or $2,000 a month because we are nice guys. They're not giving us nothing. They're just taking what's ours and giving it back, that's all. And they know they're going to get it back anyway. So that's the bullshit of it all. When people start getting waking up of when government makes, you know, these statements, oh, we're going to take care of you little people. We're going to give you so much money. We are going to give this to you. They ain't giving us jack shit. What they're giving us was ours in the first place that they stole through taxation. That's the reality. And that's what you got to sober up on. Not following this candy-ass Walt Disney whoopee-doopee channel. You know, sitting there being all coddled. You know, you got to wake up and realize, where does government get their money? Where does government get any money? They don't print it anymore. They get it from you. They get it from you through the taxation. And then they tax you on tax and tax on tax and tax. Give you an example. You get your wages. You got taxed 30 to 40%. You put the money in the bank. It gets now taxed again. You go grocery shopping or go to a dollar store you do or some kind of shopping. Again, when you go to pay, it gets taxed again. The hypocrisy and the deception. Here you go. We're gonna be nice and give you this, but meanwhile, they took it from you in the first place. And they had never taken these things from us, we would not be in the situations we're in. They don't care about you. They'll never will. You're just a cog in the wheel, you know. And once artificial intelligence takes full control in regarding to those who are in power now, what I mean by full control, political control, then you're going to see all these wonderful bastards that have created all these problems for mankind also will bend their knee and will serve this machine. one way or another. Elon Musk wants to put a chip in your brain saying, oh, you put the chip in the brain, you'll be able to control the machine. That's where he is so wrong. Once you put that chip into your head, you are the machine. You are the machine. It will take less than an attosecond or a femtosecond for that to take over once the chip's in your side your head. You can't even blink that fast. So his idea of being integrated, he says, well, you know, it only pays to, yeah, he was saying something about how it would pay to be benevolent to this machine right now, because when it takes over, it's not going to be very nice. Why is he investing billions in it? Like, that's what I'm saying. These guys talk out of both sides of their ass, you know, and you got it, and you can't, this is why I say, you don't get caught up in political parties either. That's such bullshit. It's always been bullshit. There is no Democrat. There is no Republican. There is no liberal. There is no conservative. You got an evil cabal running these companies, or these, well, they are corporations now. They're not countries. You know, you got basically organized crime running your countries. That's what you have. You don't have a system of government anymore. You have organized crime that's running the government. One organized criminal overlord challenging another organized criminal overlord. And then the banks decide who wins that election at that time. There's nothing they say. Their campaign means nothing. It's all about, again, being directed. Anyone thinks today you still have a vote, you know, whatever you're smoking, you need to share it with me. Because that ain't happening. You have the ability to go to a machine or punch a card, but you have no vote. You have no say. You have no freedom. That's just an illusion. That illusion was brought on by the idea that you can go shopping, that you can watch television, that you had some kind of property, which was nothing more than a birdcage, that you were, again, you had to take care of, and you had to do certain things to comply, to take care of your jail. That's all this has been, all of it. And when you begin to understand how they've used all these things to entrap you in a way of thinking that is by design to keep you in complete distraction, so you don't see what's going on. The last thing they need is their slaves to wake up and revolt. No, wake up and revolt. So, like I said, we're no longer in that world of what we think we're in. We've never been in that world of what we think we're in. We've been in a world that they have programmed us to believe. And I think also with the AI effect, which I call it, the reality that we knew in the past, again, was not reality either. It was already being adjusted and controlled and bringing us into the situation we're in today. So it's something, like I said, when we're looking at what's going on, to have a real overview of what we're seeing. Nothing, even the heroes in the past, historically, all the heroes in the past were zeros. They were all part of this whole cabal thing, this whole Kabbalistic thing. Back in the day in the United States, when you had the Rockefellers and the Westinghouses and all these other organizations back then, it was no different then at that time than what's going on today. The only difference between then and now is they have made it more effective, more efficient, and they're better at moving the agenda along. That's what they're really good at now, because now everyone is so caught up in being distracted with something that doesn't exist. A boogeyman. Oh, the boogeyman. Good golly, Miss Molly. The boogeyman's coming for you. You know. Quick, put on your mask. Put on your mask. The boogeyman's coming. Quick, put on your mask. And you know what? That's all you got to do today. That's all you got to do. Quick, put on your mask. The boogeyman's coming. Quick, you should try that. Go into a store and say that to people. Quick, put your mask on. The boogeyman's coming. The boogeyman's coming. Quick, put your mask on. That would be hilarious. You would see eyeballs just popping everywhere. Bing, 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 bing. Yeah, the corona boogeyman. He's coming. Oh, he's coming. He's coming through the door now. Quick, put your mask on. Ooh. The boogeyman's coming. The boogeyman's coming. Oh, the corona. It's called, you know, influenza A, influenza B, walking through the door. Influenza A, influenza B, it's coming for you. The boogeyman. The more I see what's going on, the more I look at where things are going right now, the more I see a lot of it is equivalent to the Old Testament in the Bible. A lot of the biblical history of back then is re-manifesting itself. This is like, are you kidding me? This just goes to prove that we've not evolved at all. We're going right back to the same cyclical madness that occurred back then. That it's in my mind, it's like it's such an overwhelming concept that we are going to a time in history where God had to step in and intervene and create a chaos program to break mankind free from the artificial intelligence. And now we're going right back to that again. I keep thinking to myself, are we just effing stupid that we're going to go back and repeat this shit again? I'm like all the time, no, fuck, this can't be happening. No, you know, why would we go back to that shit? But again, this is the way the controls are going. And who's controlling this? AI. Who's controlling the AI? The real controller of the AI. Let's talk about Lucifer. Let's talk about Satan. Let's talk about the devil. Let's talk about these. These are the controllers. These are the real controllers. One guy made a comment I was watching, and I said the same thing in the past too. All the Greek gods that we saw in the past, all these, they were all demons, every one of them. Zeus, Ares, Apollo, you know, Aphrodite, Pan. They were all Hera. They were all demons, every one of them. And they had exerted their power over mankind for centuries, even for millennia. And these so-called gods moved into different parts of the world and took on different names and different identities, but nonetheless, they were the same demons, the same corrupt demons. And here, and the guy was saying that he was saying the same thing. Says all the demons are that he was looking at were the old gods of yesteryear, and they're going to resurface again. Think of Apollo as the pharmaceutical industry and the solar energy. Think of Zeus as the electrical energy, nuclear. Think of Ares as the military industrial complex. Think of Mercury or Hermes as the communications network, the communications industry. He would deliver messages back and forth. Okay, sounds like he was into radio frequencies, terahertz frequencies, in order to send messages back and forth. And where was he sending the messages back and forth to? Think about that for a minute. Okay. Like I said, when you start looking at all these gods, and you start looking at, they weren't gods, they were demons, and they were controlling certain key industries, you know, the telecommunications industry from, like I said, Hermes or Mercury, the military industrial complex by Ares, Aphrodite, the, you know, basically the prostitution, you know, the god of love. Also, you know, all that was going on is the prostitution rings that were happening way back in the day. Nothing's changed. The only thing that's changed is these so-called gods or demons have gone underground. You know, they said when they saw Jesus come back from the dead, they freaked because they couldn't do that. They knew they met a real God, not some bullshit. You know, and so they went underground. That's the theme in the history that I've read in the past. You might get a different take on it. That's fine. But the point is, in all of this, in every part of this, we are going right back to that shit again. That irks me to no end, that we are all being massively maneuvered into this. It's horrific. We're going to see the general population. What isn't dead by June this year? And I'm still sticking to what I'm saying about 30% are going to be dead. Someone contacted me the other day and said that one doctor is saying 70%. 70%! 7 out of 10. I'm saying 3% or 30%. You know, 30 out of 100 or 3 out of 10. And that would be because of the pneumonia. But then when you had the equation of the download that's going in to, again, to assimilate people, to further take over their DNA, that can take 3 to 6 months. So that, too, is going to be incorporated into that statistics. I'm still going to say with 30%. But look around you. Count 10 people. Count 100 people. Count 1,000 people. 30% of what you're seeing will be gone. 3 out of 10, 30 out of 100, 300 out of 1,000, gone. And they're going to make some new hunky-dory, a new strain of pneumonia corona. Pneumonia corona is out there. It's killing everybody. GMO corona is killing everybody. And see, this is what's going to happen. And again, have a little foresight here. When these people start to die, and they're going to die in droves, that's when everyone's going to say, see, there's a real pandemic. The pandemic has been brought on by the medical establishment, by the scientific community. These bastards are creating the pandemic by infecting everybody with these injections, by putting those swabs into your brain. They are having in your systems the capacity to create the pandemics or the pathologies to produce the pandemics. So now everybody that's getting hooked with these vaccines are going to be killing machines, literally. Program killing machines. So when you go outside, if you're standing with a bunch of people and they've had these this download, because it's not a vaccine, they are going to shed heavily. And as this stuff keeps on overriding their DNA, what will eventually happen is they will start mass producing whatever was in that vial. This is a war. We are in a war. And you have to understand the nature of this war. And the only way you're going to win in this war is if you're knowledgeable, you are experienced, and you have faith in God, because there ain't no other way you're going to get through this. No other way. If you don't have any faith in God, c'est la vie. That's your call. No judgments, but don't expect to get far. This is a whole new paradigm we're going into in regarding to a technocratic system that's already in place, which is already operating, which is already turning men and women into peripherals. When I look at the ministries of health in Canada and the health minister or the health department in the United States, I have to shake my head. I have to shake my head. Aliens are now dictating policy to what is healthy for men and women. Imagine that. Okay, I'm going to let it go right here. I always say on my shows, look at the links, especially that link I just talked about. It'll be there tonight. I think it's on the bottom. Check out the people that are involved, on that page. They're trying to help you out any way they can. You got Brian396. He's out there doing his thing, doing his research, coming up with his own ideas. Check him out. You got Chai in Israel, Chai in California, Yanni in Europe, myself in Canada, Central Canada. You got Deanna down in the Midwest. You got Fiona out west. You got Sherry Three Hearts. Everybody's trying to do their best to give you what they can. Do the best you can, what you have. Get prepared. Start, before I go on, make sure you guys start stockpiling candles. Candles, get the big, thick ones, lots of them. And I mean lots, dozens, because if the calamity that has hit Texas hits your area. North Dakota now, it was going to get rid of the mask. I forgot to mention that. I see for North and South Dakota, what's going to hit them is drought. They are going to turn off the rain, and they're going to turn them into a desert. That's what you're going to see happening, because they're used to winter, so you can beat them to death with all the snow you want. They're fine with that, but a drought would kill them. Anybody that's opposing this agenda is going to see some major, major horrific changes in their environment. Look at Florida. Typhoons will hit Florida and snow. Those will be the biggest two things I see will be coming down there. Typhoons and snow. Because they too are not following the mandate. Anyway, check out those sites I mentioned. Support anybody you can, any way you can. Help them out. I always mention also, read the Gospels. Read what Jesus had to say. Read the Bible. Pick it up. Read it. read the New Testament, the New Covenant. Stick with that, because that's where you're going to have to understand thoroughly before you can get into understanding the Old Covenant. You're not bound by the Old Covenant. You're under a New Covenant. So that's the one you need to really focus on. All righty. I think we got it all. So till the next, show, to your health. And remember, by the grace of God, we are still here. Take care.